When a piercing backache from muscular strain makes a day's work seem impossible, many people now use Heat Liniment, H-E-E-T, the liniment that's strong yet does not burn. You just brush it on with the applicator, and right away, pain-relieving heat starts to penetrate. Then Heat's warming comfort keeps on working for hours to bring further relief. Get Heat Liniment at your drugstore. It's spelled H-E-E-T, Heat. Now, to the many friends who wait for him, we present Just Plain Bill, Barber of Hartville. The story of a man who might be living right next door to you. The real-life story of people just like people we all know. Now, we want to ask all of you to make this highly convincing test. It's simply this. The next time you suffer from the pain of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, try taking Anacin instead of the method you now use. We suggest this because you're following sound principles when you take Anacin tablets. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients. Literally thousands of people have been introduced to Anacin by their own physicians or dentists who have given them Anacin tablets at some time or other. For your own sake, try Anacin. You'll be delighted with the relief it brings. For most effective relief, use only as directed. Ask for Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N, at any drugstore. And now, Just Plain Bill. Bill's grandson, Wiki, is rapidly recovering from the effects of the poison fruit he ate. Fruit meant for Bill. But for Wiki's father, Carrie Donovan, three significant facts still remain. His wealthy client, Evelyn Groves, was drowned under mysterious circumstances. Her mother, Judith Seymour, brought the ill-fated fruit to Bill. And although Wiki suffered by it, it was the second attempt on Bill's life since the death of Judith's daughter. Now, as Carrie comes downstairs in the home of Wiki's friend, Pinky, where the boy was taken ill, Bill greets him, saying,
"Well, I must say, you look like a new man, Carrie."
"Oh, I feel like one, Bill.
I was just going up to see Wiki again."
"You don't need to now. He's going to put in an appearance any minute. We're all going home, Bill."
"Oh, that's wonderful news. Wonderful."
"Nancy and Dr. Barton are walking him around, taking it very easily at first."
"And if I know Wiki, he's chattering a mile a minute."
"Yes. Poor kid doesn't know what hit him."
"Well, don't tell him about that poison fruit, Carrie. He's too young to have to face an idea like that."
"If he'd eaten any more of your fruit, Bill, I'm afraid he wouldn't have pulled through."
"Did Dr. Barton say that?"
"No, he's keeping quiet until he analyzes all the fruit in that basket Judith Seymour brought you."
"You know, son, that wouldn't be bad advice for you."
"How's that?"
"Well, I think you need a cooling off period."
"I suppose you're thinking of the questions I asked Evelyn's mother when she brought you home from the funeral."
"Well, for some reason, they frightened her, Carrie."
"They frightened her chauffeur, too, Bill."
"Well, don't you know why Baker knocked you down, son?"
"You bet I do. I was getting too close to the truth."
"You all but accused Judith Seymour of causing her own daughter's death."
"I merely asked Mrs. Seymour if she hadn't hated Evelyn from the day her daughter inherited the family fortune."
"But it's Evelyn's husband who inherits now, Carrie."
"Oh, I'm not forgetting Leslie Groves, Bill. What more do you need to convince you someone tipped over that girl's canoe and deliberately let her drown?"
"But who, Carrie? Can you tell me you actually know?"
"No, but..."
"At one time, you suspected Judith's protege, Rudy Blanton."
"Rudy's a strange, violent person, Bill."
"And he was in love with Evelyn."
"So much so that it's possible he'd rather have seen her dead than married to Leslie Groves."
"Carrie, you're like a man riding on a merry-go-round. But there are three brass rings to snatch at. First you think you want one, and then the other, and then the..."
"Look, Bill, whoever killed Evelyn thinks you saw what happened by the lake that day."
"Well, if Judith or Leslie or Rudy was hiding in the boathouse, if one of them knocked me out, son, I can't prove it."
That poisoned fruit was to make doubly sure of that.
Do you know Judith Seymour poisoned it?
I know she brought it to you.
And suppose Leslie or Rudy poisoned it beforehand, unknown to Judith.
Oh, I'll admit that's possible.
It would explain why your questions frightened her.
You're saying she'd protect her daughter's murderer.
All along, she's thought it was an accident, Carrie.
I don't believe it. She's lied at least once.
Well, so has Leslie Groves.
You mean when he phoned me a little while ago?
Well, if he hadn't talked with Judith and heard about Wiki's being poisoned, how did he know you were here at Pinky's house?
Yes, but why should Leslie deny talking with her, Bill?
Well, I wish I knew. You see, your questions didn't help us.
If they were a warning to somebody at Huckleberry Hill...
I have a hunch you stirred up a hornet's nest, son.
Fine, fine. Let them start stinging each other for a change.
And will you promise to keep out of range instead of charging in like you did earlier?
Well, for the time being, and if they'll let me.
Oh, Carrie, you've got other things to think of at the moment. Look up there at the head of the stairs.
Hi there, Wiki. Wait just a second, Nancy, and I'll give you a hand. We're all going home now, son. You and your mother and your grandfather and me. We're all going home together.
Meanwhile, in the upstairs hall of Judith Seymour's home at Huckleberry Hill, her protege, Rudy Blanton, stands outside her door, a puzzled expression on his face. Suddenly, he makes up his mind.
Judith? Judith, may I come in? Judith, I know you're there. Let me in.
Come in.
What? Why, Judith, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing at all, Rudy.
I was going to my room, and I thought I heard you crying. What happened?
Oh, please, go away and let me alone.
Oh, Judith, are you out of your mind, sitting there before your mirror, trying on necklaces?
Please, Rudy, I don't want to talk.
Oh, come on, cheer up, darling. Did you find a gray hair? Judith. Those marks on your neck.
I was trying to find something to... hide them.
Black and blue, like finger marks.
Maybe makeup will hide them.
Judith, who did this to you?
Oh, never mind, Rudy. Please, keep out of this.
It was Leslie. Leslie tried to kill you, didn't he?
No. No, he lost his temper. I said something. Something I'd been afraid of. Something I wouldn't let myself believe until...
Go on, Judith.
Until Mr. Davidson told me his grandson had been poisoned. Rudy, if that little boy should die,
He's perfectly all right now, Judith.
No, no, they don't know.
Well, I overheard Leslie talking to Mr. Davidson on the phone.
Leslie? Phone to ask about Wiki?
Well, no, he's after Carrie Donovan to read Evelyn's will.
Then...
But I heard him say that he was glad the boy was all right now, and then he went off down to the lake.
Oh, no. Oh, no, he couldn't. He couldn't leave me here after what he did, wondering if that boy was alive or dead.
Judith, won't you ever see Leslie for what he is?
I wonder just what he is.
I'll tell you. He never loved you, Judith. He was after the money. He thought your husband had left you.
I know all that.
And you can still love him, knowing he deserted you and married your daughter when she got the Seymour fortune instead of you?
Is that all you see, Rudy?
But in heaven's name, isn't that enough?
No. Not if Leslie overturned Evelyn's canoe just to keep her from signing her new will.
Judith.
Not if he killed my daughter for that fortune. Let me take a basket of poisoned fruit to the one person who might have seen him do it.
Bill Davidson.
Yes, the one person who might prove Leslie a murderer.
You accuse him of that, Judith?
When he grabbed me by the throat, I was sure I was right.
Oh, Judith. Oh, please forgive me. I should have known... You did hate Evelyn. I couldn't forget that.
Oh, Rudy, what's the matter with you?
But don't you see what I thought? I owe everything to you, but I loved Evelyn. And when I thought you might have turned on her, I wanted to kill myself for you.
Rudy, don't talk like that.
I even wondered if you and Leslie had planned a death together so he'd get the money and then marry...
Oh,
you'd marry him.
Never, never. I hate him. And what's more, I'm afraid of him.
Well... Don't you worry. Leave him to me.
Rudy, perhaps I shouldn't have told you this. Perhaps...
I couldn't have gone on thinking you might be guilty.
There are others who still suspect I am, Rudy.
But we know, Judith. Now I can do what I've got to do.
When you
talk so strangely. You frighten me, Rudy, the way you did Evelyn.
Oh, I warned her against Leslie.
But you...
But she wouldn't listen. Now she's dead. And I'm going to avenge her murder, Judith.
Oh, no, no,
I'm
no,
I'm going to
Rudy.
Find Leslie and I'm going to kill him.
No, you're mad.
He'll never threaten you again, Judith.
But I may have been wrong, Rudy.
Did you kill Evelyn?
No, but it could have been you. And if anything happens to Leslie, they'll be sure it was.
If you still love him, it's too late.
All I ask is that you get hold of yourself, Rudy.
I wanted
please.
To kill Leslie when he stood at that phone asking about her will. Just itching to get his hands on Evelyn's money before she's hardly cold in her grave.
Rudy, come back!
I don't care what happens to me. But Leslie's not going to live to hear Evelyn's will read. And he's never going to threaten you again, Judith. Because he's going to die. And I'm going to kill him with my own hand.
Oh, Rudy, don't. Oh, what have I done? What have I done?
A few minutes later, in nearby Hartville, as Carey sinks into a chair in his own living room, he says to Bill...
Oh, Bill, you were right. Getting back home with your wife and son upstairs, and all of us together, it helps give you a new perspective, eh, Carey?
Yes, yes. I suppose you're right. And now if my father-in-law would take his own advice and give himself a chance to relax, in a moment...
Sit still, Carey. I'll get the phone.
You see what I mean?
Hello?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes?
This is Judith Seymour. Oh, thank heaven I got you at home.
Oh, well, if you call Pinky's house first...
It doesn't matter. You've got to help me, Mr. Davidson.
Why, has something happened, Mrs. Seymour?
Going to, if you and Mr. Donovan don't get out here at once.
Well, just what can I do to help you?
You remember when my daughter begged you to come out here to Huckleberry Hill?
Yeah, I was just remembering it.
Well, I can't explain over the telephone, but I'm pleading with you now. Something terrible has happened.
Well, are you in any danger?
No, not now.
Well, you mean you were?
There's no time for questions. It's a matter of life and death, Mr. Davidson. If you don't help me, there's going to be another murder.
Was Bill right when he said Carey had stirred up a hornet's nest? And with Judith Seymour's telephone call, is there any other choice besides stepping right back into it? Or just plain Bill? If you suffer from pains of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia, you should discover what many thousands have known for years, that Anacin brings incredibly fast, effective relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Probably at some time you have received an envelope containing Anacin tablets from your physician or dentist. Thousands of people have been introduced to Anacin this way. Try Anacin yourself the next time you suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. You will be delighted at how quickly relief can come. Anacin is spelled A-N-A-C-I-N. For most effective relief, use only as directed. Your druggist has Anacin in handy boxes of 12 and 30 tablets and economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100 for your medicine cabinet. Ask for Anacin today. Listen for Just Plain Bill on this station at this same time tomorrow. This is Field and Farrington saying goodbye for Just Plain Bill and for the Whitehall Pharmacal Company, makers of Anacin and many other dependable, high-quality drug products. Doctors warn, don't bottle up gastric distress. If you take baking soda to relieve gastric upset or heartburn from acid indigestion and often get only partial relief, do this. Take amazing Bisodol powder, recommended by many doctors for the fastest relief known. Bisodol powder settles the stomach, gives complete longer-lasting relief than baking soda, helps prevent immediate return of the trouble, lets you sleep when acid indigestion strikes at night. Bisodol powder has a refreshing minty flavor that sweetens mouth and stomach. for fastest relief from acid indigestion, get Bisodol powder today. When away from home, carry handy Bisodol mints.